To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My mom had an exercise bike in her garage from 1982. You couldn't even pedal it because it's
right.
Stuck.
Rusted
it's,
shut,
it's
right?
It's rusted shut. It's this big, heavy thing. Like, you've never gotten on this thing. She has one of those things, like a little mini trampoline that you bounce on.
Oh, the little round one?
She's 77. Like, she's not bouncing on a little trampoline anymore. Like, what are you doing? Like, why do you have this stuff? Like, there's plenty of people in that area that live in poverty.
Yes.
All you need to do is put yard sale free on a sign down by the road, and people will come and pick this crap up for you.
Absolutely.
Why do you have an IBM typewriter?
Oh, wow.
You have a computer that you use. You do not need an IBM typewriter. Where are you finding ribbon for this?
Yeah, I was gonna
this
say,
thing, I picked it up to move it. I almost threw my back out. It weighs 95 pounds.
Oh, yeah. Those things are super heavy.
It's like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, why are you keeping this? You know?
So well, that's, you go
that's,
through it later.
That's the one that was really nice back in the day. And that's like, what are you, Tom Hanks?
Right. No kidding.
Jesus Christ. We finally just, like, we were putting my mom into, like, an older facility. Like we just didn't tell her.
That's just the way to do it. Out. That is the way to do it.
Oh, yeah.
The same thing. She will sit there with every little thing. And look, some of it is very, like, some of it you
sure,
do want. But,
sure.
Like, I trust my brother more for him to call me and go, do you want this?
Oh, yeah.
Right? And we're not talking about photos. Just, you know, you're saying.
Every, oh, we do it with like, our right, kids like
a,
now,
if,
right?
If anybody's ever sent flowers to that house, whether it was my grandfather passing, whether it was a Valentine's thing, whether it was the holidays or whatever, there is not one vase that she has thrown away in 50 years.
Yeah.
From any florist, from any book. She doesn't reuse the nice crystal ones or put her flowers in there. Oh, no. The vase she got in is perfectly fine. And there are 100 vases just in case.
I think that might be a female.
I don't know.
Female
what
thing.
In the hell's going on here? Like, if a flash flood happened in that town and killed 50 people, she could have a vase of flowers for each and every one of them.
The thing
with
is.
With an original vase.
I will not buy my wife flowers with the vase because I'm like, I know you have a vase that these flowers will fit in.
You have 9
right?
million.
That's honestly, like, look, I'm not being mean. I know that we have vases for these flowers. So I got to the flowers. I'm not buying the vase.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, it's that weird thing where, like, there are 4-5 boxes of Thanksgiving decorations. Thanksgiving.
What, dried corn?
Oh, you name it, man. Like, fake pumpkins. Mm-hmm. Crap that you hang on the door, you know, wreaths that look like a scarecrow.
Cornucopia.
Flower, you know, like the dead leaf things, you know, that look like fall and crap like that. I'm like, just look out the window, dude.
Right.
It's fall. You know what I mean? You don't have to recreate the season. You don't put snow on your roof, do you? Like fake, like, look, it might be snowing up here.
Right.
Like, Jesus Christ. And then I had to move all this crap so that she could get all of her, and she's going to replace that, you know, obviously with all of her Christmas decorations.
Of course.
Which are the same, like, little, you know, those little dumbass things you used to buy in a Hallmark store. It's like those little figurines and trinkets.
Inside
like
of the
little
thing,
dude blowing a freaking holiday horn and crap like that. Like, who cares?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, why does this little trumpet guy need to be here? And, like, I get if you put a manger out or something like that, you know, but all this other stuff is.
Dude, just, my grandma, this is just funnier, but my grandma had these Santa heads. So when you're a
just
kid.
The head?
It was just like, right, it was like a jar,
okay,
like plastic,
all right. Yeah, yeah.
But it's his head.
In the jar?
But it was always filled with like brownies and one was filled with cookies.
Okay.
So when you're a kid and you go over there, like you love these Santa heads.
Of
right?
course.
So when grandma dies at Smith's side, my mom got one of them and her friend was like, oh, I'll touch up the paint a little bit.
Oh no.
It is awful.
Oh no.
Oh, his cheeks are like blush red. Like it looks,
oh, yeah.
it looks like he's about to perform on Broadway.
Hello.
And it's just like, what happened to Santa?
Like, he's ready for his
I would have rather him just stay old. Like, he's from the 60s or 50s.
It's okay to let it look like
that. Like, to look that old. Now he looks like he looks ridiculous.
Everybody in that town has the blow-up stuff you get at Walmart.
Yeah.
They're like,
I love those things.
And you got a big snow globe, like, blowing cotton on the inside of it. And, like, Santa Claus is inflated. There's giant reindeer out there. Meantime, the wind's blowing, like, 40 miles an hour. And half this crap is, like, smashed up on people's fences and stuff. I'm just like, what is happening
here? I don't know.
Is that the holidays? For better or for worse, how are you like your parents? Or what will you never do because your parents did it? 206-803-RUN.
I mean, part of it is.
I hate lawn art.
Yeah, I'm not a big lawn art person.
Just going to admit it. I hate lawn
art. I'm
not
huge on it, but around the holidays, it's great. And again, part of that tradition goes back to it is the darkest time of the year.
That's a good point.
It's the shortest day, so it's a way to kind of celebrate and stay in a better mood.
You don't need plastic deer in your front yard if the deer just walk in your front yard anyway.
That is a good point.
I mean, like,
you have deer.
You have deer.
They live in your backyard.
Right. You don't need the plastic.
I did buy some light-up plastic deer for our friend Dizzle when we visited her.
Yeah.
I think she was still in Maryland. We didn't tell her we were going to do it. I just set him up, plugged him in, and then when she opened the door to greet us, she's like, "What in the F is that?" I said, "Hey, Merry Christmas. I bought these for you."
I mean, my brother bought one of those snow globes that blows the fake snow and stuff in it.
Yeah.
And he would just send me pictures of when my niece and nephew were like 8 and 10. And they would just stare.
Oh, yeah.
And they loved it.
Yeah.
Little kids love that and bubbles. They're currency. Tell us.
They are.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hello, Lynn. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I've actually talked to you guys about my mom before. She's the one who was convinced she had a turkey stalker last Thanksgiving.
Wait, she did what now?
I talked to you guys last Thanksgiving. My mom was the one that was convinced she had a turkey stalker.
A turkey stalker?
She's being stalked by a turkey?
No, she had somebody stalking her, stealing her turkeys. It was a Thanksgiving.
Oh, All right. Okay. Yeah. That makes me feel a little better.
Well, so unfortunately, I take after my mom, and I don't want to admit it, but I inherited my self-defense mechanism from her, which means I bite people and make them bleed when I feel threatened.
What? Wait, how often?
As an adult?
How often do you have to break out this defense?
Well, it was more as a child. She did it as an adult. So she grew up in the Philippines, and, like, she got in, you know, it was a little bit wilder of a place, so she got in some tussles, and one time she nearly bit the nipple off of a guy that was assaulting her.
Okay, well, that's fair.
All right,
All right.
No one's going to fault her on that one.
Well, so the event that, you know, hopefully you're not being assaulted, but you will bite their nipple off.
Yes.
Yeah, she brags about that, but as a child, so my dad's from the Midwest.
It's awfully nipply in here.
Yeah. So as a child, when I was around 5 or 6 years old, we did a road trip to visit some relatives in the Midwest. And at the time, my uncle was a member at a Mennonite church.
Oh, wow. They're fun. That's what they're known for.
Yeah. Well, it was interesting. But as you're familiar, the Mennonites dress very conservatively. Even in the middle of the summer, they have, like, the long dresses, and it's usually dark colors. Well, we were on vacation, so we didn't have that attire. We were dressed in shorts, like bright pink hot pink shorts or, you know, tank tops and stuff. And so we visited the church with my uncle, but we were definitely a spectacle.
Oh, I'm sure.
After, yeah. after the service was over, my parents went over with the adults chatting, and my sister and I got surrounded by some of the children. And one of the boys started poking at us, and he poked at my sister, and I blacked out. I was told this later by my sister and my dad, but I blacked out, bit down on his finger, and just latched on like a pit bull. And they had to run and get my dad to pry me off of him.
You bit a Mennonite?
Yes, a Mennonite boy. I mean, yes,
you need that on a coffee mug. I want to bit a Mennonite.
You're lucky. It could have been your nipple.
Yeah. But yeah, so I guess I got that from my mom, but we tend to bite.
But what about now? Hopefully.
Have you calmed down?
There's something other than biting that maybe you say, you know what, that I'm doing what my mother would do, or I'm intentionally not doing something my mother would do.
I kill slugs with barbecue skewers, and I don't actually mind doing that. And that's something she'll go out every morning before full daylight, and she'll pick a barbecue skewer, and she'll scour her yard and skewer a whole stack of slugs and put them on her garden to warn the other ones. That's not a bad habit. That's actually pretty good.
You said to warn the other ones?
Yeah, she feels like it's a warning sign to other slugs that
the Vlad the Impaler theory. I mean, I get it. Yeah. I'm just saying your mom might be crazy too.
You need to put a little beer out in a bowl.
Yeah, wow,
take
man.
Care of more than one.
So has she been doing that like since you were a kid?
Yes, yeah. She would pay us actually, so we would like actually didn't get allowance, but we did get paid per head of any insect that we killed and brought its dead body to her. So.
What kind of money are we talking? Like per slug? How much am I looking for?
5 cents. Nothing
5 cents.
Big.
All right. Yeah.
Well, it's not like you got to chase them, really.
As long as you don't have to bite anybody anymore. That's one of those things where...
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense when you were younger. I was thinking about being an adult in a bar and she just unliked the conversation and bit my arm.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm okay with the kid thing, but just like, wow, you bit a Mennonite. And at what point, I know they'll say, well, they dress conservatively. And you're like, I know people that dress conservatively. At what point are you wearing a costume? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's like, that's not out of disrespect. People that dress conservatively might have the turtleneck or they button all the way up to, like, to me, that's dressing conservatively. When you're at that point, I'm like, I know it's not a costume to you, but for most normal people, we'd have to almost go to a costume store to buy the same thing. You know, like, go to, like, Party City and buy, like, their Thanksgiving wear or something like that.
They don't want to be normal.
I mean, I guess it's normal to them.
You know, it's kind of where their head goes. It's like, yeah, that's normal for you heathens out there.
So they're like Amish or Pennsylvania Dutch.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure the entire
breakdown. I've heard the term before. I just didn't know what
to do. You've seen them, and you probably thought they were Amish, but they're not Amish.
I think a lot of it's just wearing
things to cover everything. Yeah. Right?
Correct. And it's just plain and like, we don't need this or that.
Right. Vanity. You're worshiping your Jesus,
right.
not people or their clothes. Or,
I still
or
wouldn't buy one.
Things, I guess.
Yeah.
I wouldn't bite a Mennonite. Just as a general rule, I'm comfortable saying that. I'm comfortable in my own skin to tell you, hey, if you're Mennonite listening to this, I will not bite you.
It's a cool sounding title.
It what? The Mennonite
bite? Mennonite.
Bite the Mennonite.
It does sound badass.
Oh, yeah.
Should be a children's book.
You bit a Mennonite?
Bite the Mennonite.
My God.
For better.
It happens at night.
For better or for worse, how are you like your parents or what will you never do because your parents did it? 206-803-ROCK.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.